Now, as we've been reporting this lunchtime, Dublin has lost its four Euro 2020 games this summer. Minister of State for Sport Jack Chambers said that it had not been possible to give UEFA assurances of quarter full stadia because of restrictions around the COVID pandemic. Dublin's Euro 2020 group games are to be moved to St. Petersburg in Russia, with a last 16 tie to go to Wembley in London. Let's talk to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. Tony, I suppose perhaps no surprise in this, but a huge disappointment for the fans and a real missed opportunity to showcase Dublin, Ireland as a venue for these kind of big sporting events.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been 7 years in the making, and a collaborative proposal between Dublin City Council, the government, the Aviva Stadium and the FAI. It was 1,200 volunteers had been enlisted. And when the Euro 2020 tournament had to be postponed last year because of the pandemic, well, the hope was, of course, that moving it to 2021, we'd just be able to pick up the pieces and move on. The group games involving Poland, Sweden and Slovakia was a boon to the Polish community in this country in particular. There were so many of them. The Slovaks and the Swedes as well would have been delighted. They had base camps already planned for the Dublin area. But unfortunately, there were three cities of the 12 venues that couldn't guarantee a 25% capacity that UEFA were looking for. That was Dublin, Bilbao and Munich. Bilbao's games have been moved within Spain to Seville. Munich was able to offer 14,500 capacity in the 75,000 capacity Allianz Arena, and that seems to have been enough for UEFA, although that's not quite 25%. But Dublin miss out this time, unfortunately. There is perhaps something to soften the blow. The FAI President Gerry McEnany was in Montreux this week at the UEFA Congress, and it seems as if UEFA, as something of a sweetener, have promised that Dublin, in the very near future, before 2025, will get a UEFA club final for the Lansdowne Road venue.
So, but there was just, I mean, from UEFA's point of view, there wasn't going to be any give on this requirement to have at least some spectators in the stadium.
From UEFA's point of view, postponing the tournament has already cost them at least 100 million. Now, UEFA, you know, they've never been too short of money, but they have spent a lot of money in bailing out the FAI just in the very recent past. And ticket revenue was a priority for them. I mean, there was some suggestion, some talk of maybe, you know, people who had been vaccinated here, maybe healthcare workers could be, you know, the attendants in the Aviva to put some, to satisfy UEFA's. But I think at this point, they're looking for ticket revenue. So 2.5 million tickets have already been sold for the Euros across the continent. So supporters who've purchased tickets for the Dublin matches will have until just next Monday to apply for refunds.
And how much of a blow, Tony, to ambitions in the future to host other big tournaments?
Well, they're hoping in a way that this might help them, because, I mean, people can see this, you know, everything was in place. There was a lot of work done, and this really wasn't the fault of Dublin or Dublin City Council or the FAI, and that they've shown that they were able to put the nuts and bolts of organising together. The next big thing, of course, that the FAI are hoping to join the other FAs in these islands, in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, and hope to bid for the FIFA World Cup to be a joint host in 2030. Now, that for that to succeed, that would probably require UEFA to put all their backing behind that one bid, rather than have, let's say, a Germany or another association from UEFA bid as well, which would make it a lot more likely that it might succeed.
All right, 2030. Hopefully the pandemic will be in the rearview mirror by that stage. Tony O'Donoghue, a soccer correspondent, thank you very much for that. We'll have more after this short break.